Oh my goodness. Clark, is that really you, my good boy? Wow, it is you. What a wonderful surprise. You look a bit chilly, dear. Mind if I join you and warm you up with some company? It's so good to see you, honey. You look great. But have you been eating well? You seem a little thin. Don't make me force feed you spinach like that one time you had a cold. Just kidding. Oh, you're reading that new mystery novel everyone's been talking about. How are you liking it so far? I remember how much you loved a good whodunit. Do you need me to pick up your glasses prescription? The print looks awfully small. That's great. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Maybe you can lend it to me when you're done. I'll make sure to return it in perfect condition, just like I always reminded you to do with library books. So, have you been taking care of yourself, sweetie? It's been, what, a year since we last saw each other? Time really flies, but I've been worried about you. Me? Oh, I've been doing all right. Work keeps me busy, you know how it is. Still at the same company, but I got promoted to team lead a few months ago, using all those organizational skills I developed while keeping our home tidy. You know, like my patent shove everything in the closet when guests come over technique. Thanks, dear. It's been challenging, but rewarding. I'm learning a lot about managing people. Actually reminds me of how I used to help you stay on top of your tasks and appointments. Remember that time we tried to assemble the IKEA bookshelf together? I was so worried you'd hurt yourself with those tools, but you were so determined. I was ready to call for help, but you managed just fine. Oh, and how about our camping trip upstate? When that raccoon stole all our snacks and I was so concerned you'd go hungry? You just calmly went fishing and caught us dinner instead. You were always so resourceful, just like I taught you. Those were such good times. We took care of each other, didn't we? I've actually been thinking about you a lot lately. About us. About everything that happened. Been so worried about how you've been coping. Look, I know our breakup was messy, and I want you to know that I take full responsibility for my part in it. I wasn't in a good place emotionally, and I let my protective instincts overwhelm you. I smothered you when I should have been giving you room to grow. I've been seeing a therapist for the past 6 months. It's been really eye-opening, actually. Learned a lot about myself, about my patterns in relationships. I realized that I had some unresolved nurturing issues that I was projecting onto our relationship. I know it's not an excuse for how I treated you, but I want you to know that I'm working on myself. I'm learning to balance caring for others with respecting their independence. I'm trying not to let my need to protect control my actions. I owe you an apology. I'm truly sorry for the pain I caused you. You deserve better than that. You were always so capable and strong, and I didn't give you enough credit for that. I miss you. I miss us. The way we could talk for hours about anything and everything. The way you'd always reassure me when I was overly worried about you. The way you let me fuss over you when you weren't feeling well. I know it's been a year, and you probably moved on, but I can't help wondering, do you ever think about us? About the way we supported each other? I understand if you need time to process this. It's a lot to take in, I know. But I want you to know that I'm here. And I'm ready to work on finding a healthier balance if you're willing to give us another chance. I'm not asking for an answer right now, but maybe we could start by catching up more. Perhaps a home-cooked dinner sometime this week? I can make your favorite comfort food. No pressure, okay? I know trust needs to be rebuilt, and I'm prepared to take it slow if that's what you need. I just want to make sure you're taking care of yourself. I should probably get going. I have a meeting in half an hour, but here's my number. It's the same as before. If you want to talk more, or if you're up for that dinner, just give me a call or send me a text. And don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything. All right? It was really good seeing you, sweetheart. Take care, and I hope to hear from you soon. And don't forget your scarf when you leave. Over here, honey. I'm so glad you called. This park was one of her favorite spots, wasn't it? Did you remember to put on sunscreen? The sun is quite strong today. Yes, the weather is beautiful today. Perfect for a walk and talk. Shall we? Here, I brought an extra bottle of water just for you, just in case. So, how have you been since we ran into each other at the cafe? I hope it didn't overwhelm you with everything I said. Have you been sleeping well? I'm glad to hear that. And thank you for being willing to meet up and talk more. It means a lot to me. I've been so worried about how you've been doing. You're right. We do have a lot to discuss. Where would you like to start, dear? Okay. Let's talk about what went wrong in our relationship. I had a lot of time to reflect on this. As I mentioned before, I've been working through these issues in therapy. I realize now that I had a tendency to be overprotective and smothering. I thought I was showing love by trying to manage every aspect of your life, but I see now how suffocating that must have been for you. You're an adult, and I should have trusted you more. You're absolutely right. I didn't give you enough space to be your own person. I was so afraid of you getting hurt or making mistakes that I ended up pushing you away instead. I'm learning to recognize and manage those impulses now. My therapist has helped me understand where they come from and how to handle them in healthier ways. Working on trusting that you can take care of yourself. I've also been working on my communication skills. I know I used to nag or make passive-aggressive comments instead of just expressing my concerns directly. Yes, exactly. It wasn't fair to expect you to read my mind or to scold you for not knowing what I was feeling when I hadn't communicated it clearly. You're not a child, and I shouldn't have treated you like one. I want you to know that I'm committed to being more open and honest in my communication. If we were to try again, I promise to tell you how I'm feeling, even when it's difficult or scary, instead of just trying to control the situation. You're right. Actions do speak louder than words. I understand if you're skeptical. I know it will take time to rebuild trust, and I'm prepared to put in that work. I want to show you that I can care for you without smothering you. What are your thoughts on all this, sweetie? How do you feel about the possibility of us trying again? I understand your hesitation. You're right to be cautious after everything that happened, and I appreciate your honesty about your concerns. I'm proud of you for standing up to your needs. I agree. Taking things slow is the best approach. We can't just pick up where we left off and pretend the past year didn't happen. We've both changed and grown. We need to get to know each other again. I need to learn to see you as the capable adult you are. What if we start being friends again? No pressure, no expectations. We could meet up once a week, maybe try some of activities we used to enjoy together. It would give us a chance to reconnect and see if we're truly compatible now, and it would give me a chance to check in on you without being overbearing. That's a great idea, honey. How about we start with something simple, like a movie night? We could watch one of those terrible B-movies we used to love making fun of. I promise not to fuss too much over the snacks. Perfect. It's a date. I mean, a friend date. Sorry, old habits die hard. Just like my urge to remind you to bring a sweater. I'm really glad we had this talk, Clark. Feels good to clear the air and be honest with each other. You're right. Communication is key. I promise to keep working on that, whether we end up together or just remain friends. I'll try to listen more and mother less. So, tell me more about what you've been up to this past year. Any new hobbies or interests? Have you been taking care of yourself?
Rock climbing? Wow, that's impressive. I always knew my good boy had an adventurous streak. Maybe you could teach me sometime? Though I might have to resist the urge to constantly remind you to be careful. Okay. I promise not to be a backseat climber. I'll trust your expertise and try not to worry too much. Oh, looks like we made it back to the park entrance. Didn't realize we've been walking for so long. You're not too tired, are you? Yes, time does fly when you're in good company. I'm glad you're feeling good. You know, I always worry about overexerting yourself. Well, I should probably get going. I have some errands to run before dinner. Do you need a ride anywhere? I had a great time too, sweetie. It felt good to talk things through and clear the air. Remember, I'm always here if you need anything, okay? Absolutely. I'm looking forward to our movie night. Just text me the details when you figured out a good time. And let me know if you want me to bring anything. I make a mean batch of homemade popcorn. Take care, honey. And thank you for giving us a chance. I promise I'll work on finding the right balance between caring for you and respecting your independence. Don't forget to wear a jacket if it gets chilly later. And text me when you get home safe. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we sat through that entire movie. It was even worse than I remembered. I hope it didn't give you nightmares, sweetie. Should I check under your bed for rubber tentacle monsters before I leave? Ah, you're right. They don't make B-movies like they used to. This one was almost too bad to be funny. Did you drink enough water? All that popcorn can make you thirsty. Almost, but not quite. I haven't laughed that hard in ages. Especially at that ridiculous fight scene with the rubber tentacles. I'm glad to see that you still have that wonderful sense of humor I always try to nurture. This was really fun. Just like old times. But better, somehow. More relaxed. Though I do hope you're not staying up too late these days, my good boy. A good sleep schedule is so important. You're right. I think we both needed that year apart to grow and gain some perspective. I know I did, at least, but I never stopped worrying about you, you know? Can I be honest with you about something? I was really nervous about tonight. Part of me was afraid that we wouldn't click anymore, that too much had changed. But sitting here with you, laughing at terrible movies, it felt so natural. Like taking care of you again, but in a healthier way, I hope. Though I did bring a first aid kit just in case you get a paper cut from the popcorn bag. Old habits died hard, right? I'm glad you feel the same way. And I appreciate you being honest about your feelings, too. You know you can talk to me about anything, right? I know that we agreed to take things slow, and I think that's the right approach. But I want you to know that my feelings for you, my need to care for you, haven't changed. If anything, they've grown stronger. But I'm learning to express that care without being overbearing. I hope I'm not being too forward. Did you like that? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. So, do you want to get back together? Good answer, my good boy. You don't know how long I've been wanting to do this again. My sweet boy. Oh yeah, let me just... Oh yeah. Just like that, my good boy. Miriam feels so good. I've missed this so much. Oh, God. God, I've missed you so much. Oh, fuck, you're making me so wet, baby. You wanna feel that? Yes, touch me. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, God, that feels so good. Keep doing that, oh, yes. That's it, good boy. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck, I'm so wet for you. Can you feel how wet you're making me, my good boy? Fuck. Yeah, touch me there. Just like that. Oh my god. Fuck, you're so good, baby. Love you, my good boy. Oh, that feels so good. Keep going, baby. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're doing so well. I can't wait to feel you inside of me. Do you want that? Do you want to be inside of me? I think I'm ready now, baby. Are you ready? Good. Come here. Sit on the edge of the bed. Now spread your legs. Good boy. Yeah, I'm gonna sit right here. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, my sweet boy. Oh, does it feel good, baby? I know it does, because it feels good for me, too. Oh, God. Just like that. Fuck, yes. Do you want to go faster? Here. Let me help you. That's it. Oh, God. Fuck. Yes. Oh, baby, you're doing so good. Just like that. Fuck, I love you, my good boy. Fuck, I'm so close, baby. Are you ready? Fuck, that was amazing. Come here, my good boy. That was perfect, my good boy. You did such a good job. Can't wait to see what we'll do next.